K-State Nation, y'all know what time it is. Once again, another edition of the Purple Project of the Purple Project podcast. All things K-State sports out there in Manhattan, Kansas, home of K-State University. I am not going to cut that out. Eddie Greer, the third host of this K-State Athletics podcast, all things K-State sports. If it's your first time listening to this podcast, thank you so much for tuning in to the latest edition of this episode here. I'm recording this on early Tuesday evening, September 9th, 2025. This won't come out until tomorrow morning, and then we'll have our Big 12 roundup, kind of look around here for on the football side tomorrow. That's going to be a little new. I did this a lot last year, so we're reintroducing that, and we're going to be reintroducing y'all to the women's golf team, who officially started their 2025 campaign yesterday at the Sam Gordon Invitational, and I do have their final scorecards, we call it, so we'll get on to that momentarily, but I want to take a few minutes to reintroduce y'all to this women's golf team under Stu Burt. Obviously, Carla Burnett, the legend, Carla Burnett, no longer on this team. 2 years, transfer from Tulane. She and the head coach, now currently, of K-State, Coach Burke, transferred from Tulane. And, of course, we all know what happened last year. an historic year for this women's golf team, and they are underway with a couple of new players on this squad, obviously. And I actually want to go back real quick to reintroduce y'all here. And I'm actually going to go, how am I going to do this? Oh, all right. So here we go. So actually, here's what I'm going to do. Nanami Nakashima. I mentioned her on the last episode of the podcast, which was, oh gosh. Now I can't remember, but anyways, it's been that kind of afternoon. But anyways, Nakashima, a freshman last year on the bottom end of this lineup, now was in at least in round one. Anyways, I'm going back through some of this recap stuff. Nanami Nakashima was number one, and obviously that is huge shoes to fill, especially with Carla Burnett, and of course, can't think of the other person who was on other lady who was in on this lineup for that long. Let me see if I can go and find that out real quick here. Oh, this is so embarrassing. So embarrassing. But hang on. But I'm not going to leave here without mentioning that. Without mentioning. Oh, God. We already. Yes, Sophie Burt. Yes. So that's, we should know that, because Sophie Burt, you're Big 12 champ from last year. So that's a shame on Eddie Greer for not even remembering that name. We all know Carla Burnett's name, but we don't know Sophie Burt's name. That's shame. That's a damn shame. But anyways, here, Elika Navarro, number two in the lineup. This was back on Monday, so I'm pulling out that lineup. And one of the new ladies that we haven't even mentioned on the show, Staley Fields, new to this golf team, was number three in the lineup. And then we talked about her a little bit. Not Fields, but we talked about this young lady a little bit later on in the summer, and that is Kelsey Chen, was number four on the list. And then the return of Noah Van Beek was in the five spot, and she was leading the squad after day one. We'll get into that in just a second here. Let me see. There's somebody else that I saw on here. Yes! Keen Vista Padawan. Vista Padawan. Oh, my goodness. We're going to call it Keen Vista for right now. Yeah, she posted a 71 in day one. So I would assume she's a freshman there as well. Yeah, so looking at this scorecard for the Sam Gordon Invitational, and this was through 2 days, actually. Actually, yeah, this was through day one, because they put 2-1, obviously, there. I mentioned Van Beek with 4 under par. Then it was Kelsey Chen at 4 under par as well. Staley Fields with a nice debut for K-State. 3 under par. It's going to take me a little bit to get back in this golf terminology. This is Pro Project Podcast. All things K-State sports. The Sam Gordon Invitational comes to a close. K-State Women's Golf tied for fourth today to end this invitational to kick off the 25-26 golf women's golf campaign under head coach Stuberg without the cessation of Carla Bernat and Sophie Burt. Eddie Greer III here on this podcast. Lincoln Navarro was 3 over in day one of that tournament, in day one of the CM Golden Invitational. And then you had, let me see here, I'm actually going to go a little bit. Yeah, this was round three. So today was round, hold on a second. Yeah, today was round three, the final round. And Kelsey Chen moved up top 10 for Kelsey Chen. A 7 under par and she put up a 69, par 69 on the day. Noah Van Beek dropped a little bit, but held strong. 6 under par, par 70 for round three, the final round. Nakashima was strong, very strong under 2 days in the Sam Golden Invitational. Also 6 under. Staley Fields, 3 under, and she had a 72 on the day. And then Lincoln Navarro at a 74, 5 over. That resulted in K-State being in the top 5, basically tied for 4th there at the Sam Golden Invitational right there as well. So looking at, again, Sam Golden to kick things off. Next up, kind of looking at a little bit, Schooner Fault Classic. We talked about, we kind of went over the schedule in the summer. I know we're going to have some new listeners on the show. So figure, you know, well, I'm not going to fast forward too far right now. I just wanted to reintroduce y'all to some of the returnees and the new folks on the K-State Women's Golf Team. A nice showing for Kelsey Chen at the end of the day, at the end of this tournament as well. So next up, and we'll rewind back to get Coach Burke's comments after what his team did during the 2 days at the Sam Golden Invitational, which they were in Corniff, Texas. Next up, we talked about this classic before, the Schooner Fall Classic. That is in a couple, that's less than 2 weeks out in Norman, Oklahoma there as well. So very strong tournament for the K-State Women's Golf Team there as they look to move on forward and to put their best foot forward into the season. And this is a good start for this team. So definitely, we'll come back to this K-State Nation and at least to Coach Brooks' comments there as well. So we'll talk more about it. But yes, Nanami Nakashima, Noah Van Beek, Lincoln Navarro back with the likes of Kelsey Chen and Staley Fields. So Staley Fields and Kelsey Chen, very impressive to start off the 25 season for the K-State Women's Golf Team. The Pro Puncher Podcast, all things K-State sports, and get it. Where our podcast found, free and available daily, or have a chance to record K-State content. Podbean app, myself and Alex Aiden will be back on tomorrow evening. It's going to be a busy evening for yours truly. Got a market-to-market meeting, and then got me and Alex will hop on and continue to discuss what the hell is going on with this K-State football team there. And I'm going to wait until me and Alex record that because I have an episode that I recorded last week that did not get posted. So y'all going to get 2 episodes this week on the show. And, of course, tell a fellow K-Stater, oh, what in the world? Tell a fellow K-Stater about the Purple Project podcast, whether that's a new student, a current student, an alum, or somebody that lives in Manhattan or outside the city of Manhattan in the state of Kansas. Alex Aiden out there in San Diego, California. Eddie Greer coming to you from Kansas City, Missouri. This has been another Women's Golf edition of the Purple Project podcast. Once again, all things K-State sports, K-State Women's Golf, starting out, finishing inside the top 5 to kick off the 2025-26 campaign. Who gets?